I was working at home, responding to some emails, and planning to push ahead some projects, when our 10-year-old son Joey walks into the room and asks me, "Dad, do you want to go crab fishing?" There was a part of me that wanted to stay at the computer and keep pushing ahead on my work. But there was another part of me that wanted to go crab fishing with our son on that sunny Sunday afternoon. You're eating at a restaurant and you feel full, but then you're shown the dessert menu. A part of you feels like you should resist as you don't really need any more food. But another part of you wants to taste the chocolate mousse or the creme brulee. We are told, be true to yourself. But sometimes we feel like there is more than one self inside us, vying for a particular course of action. Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik observes that there seems to be two different portrayals of Adam in the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter 1, Adam is called to fill the earth and subdue it. This Adam is ambitious and driven to produce. I call him striving Adam. However, in Genesis chapter 2, we see a different persona of Adam. He is called to a garden to humbly tend it. This Adam is lonely until Eve appears. This Adam yearns for connection with God. I call him soulful Adam. Within each of us is a striving Adam and a soulful Adam. Our society, however, puts the spotlight and rewards striving Adam. If we prioritize striving Adam, for example, and break the fourth of the Ten Commandments, the Sabbath command, we might get a raise or a promotion. As I mentioned before, when I was younger, I felt the pressure to achieve in sports and in school, and then in the corporate world and even as a pastor. When I was single, I felt the pressure to boost up my sagging self-esteem by being with the right romantic partner. And we can get trapped into an if-then kind of thinking. If only I can get into the right school, then I will feel better about me. If only I can get hired by the right company or organization, then I will feel okay about me. If only I can finally buy a house, then I'll finally feel all grown up. But according to Sean Acor, a psychologist who has taught at Harvard, this if-then kind of thinking cannot be supported by science, because every time we achieve a goal, our brain moves the goalposts as to what success looks like. So if we get admitted to the right school, now we have to get good grades. We get hired by the right company or organization, now we need to stand out in that company. You're finally and amazingly able to buy a house. Now you want a larger house or a house in a better neighborhood. Our sense of being enough is not something that we achieve. It's something we receive. Have you ever seen the movie Cool Runnings? It's loosely based on the true story of Jamaica attempting to field their first ever bobsledding team for the 1988 Calgary Winter Olympic Games.